Today we've got the culmination of the Summer League, which would normally happen in June, and we've got the one-day tournament running, which is a culmination event for that league, which is a round robin of seven games with finalists, two groups, and then going through to a final stage.
How many cores you got involved today?
So today we've only got 10 cores involved. A few weren't available to come.
But it's good to see them all here. As you say, the culmination of the Summer League, which was completed back in the summer, but due to the weather, the finals day today got postponed. So it is presentation day. So who won what?
So from the Summer League, Royal Engineers took the top spot, with Remy coming second. And then in the second division, to get promoted up to the first division, was the Army Air Corps.
But it was a good Summer League this year, wasn't it? There was more corps involved there, and it was a good competition.
Yeah, very high-quality tennis being played, especially from Royal Engineers, who are very strong this year indeed.
And do you think Royal Engineers will do the business today and win?
They're looking good so far, so fingers crossed for them. They're playing very well.
With me now is the team captain of the Royal Engineers, Lieutenant Colonel Roger Forkas, who won the league for the first time in many, many, many years, the Summer League. How many years was it, Roger?
Too many to count before I joined, certainly. No, the last time the Corps won the Summer League was in 1982. We've been runner-up, I don't know how many times, but to actually win it for the first time is something I'm really quite chuffed with, to be honest.
Yeah, it's about 35 years since Royal Engineers last won it. So what's the reason for the success this year? How did it all come about?
It's been building. To be honest, over the last 5 or 6 years, the team's grown in numbers, and we've had a lot of new players join. We've built quite a strong squad with a lot of youngsters taking part in tennis, which is important. And we've just been able to slowly build up a squad that has got to the position now where we are competitive against all the others as well. So it's a really good position that we're in.
And would you say Summer League is really good to have for the cause?
Without a doubt. I mean, tennis is not a big sport across the Army, but, you know, to have a really competitive Summer League with all of the cap badges taking part is a really good thing. And, you know, we meet up on a Wednesday afternoon, we have coaching down here in Aldershot, which is a really good thing, and it's just boosted the sport enormously, and we're getting more and more people taking part. So it's a really good thing for the Army and of course for the Corps as well.
Now today is finals day, postponed from June because of all the lovely summer weather we had at that point. Do you think you could do a double, because you're going to be lifting the trophy, the Inter-Corps Summer League trophy later? Do you think you can win the finals day trophy as well?
We certainly hope so. Again, we haven't won that for a while either, so yeah, we're certainly going to give it a good shot. We've got the team here. We've got some good players, though, from the other cap badges here as well. But the most important thing, you know, it's not raining. We've got a good sunny day, and let's hope for a good day's tennis more than anything else.